This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. A gas pipeline explosion near a mosque in Bangladesh overnight killed 13 people and injured 30 as worshippers were about to end their prayers. The blast, which fire service officials suspect was caused by a gas leak, occurred just outside the capital, Dhaka. Dozens were rushed to the city's state-run specialized burn and plastic surgery hospital. Those who died reportedly included at least one child. Authorities said gas that accumulated in the mosque likely triggered the tragedy. Authorities have launched an investigation. There is a prediction that U.S. deaths from the coronavirus will reach 410,000 by the end of the year, more than double the current toll, and that deaths could soar to 3,000 per day in December. The modeling comes from the University of Washington's Health Institute. The other side of the prediction, COVID-19 fatalities could be reduced by 30% if more Americans wore face masks. But in fact, the use of masks appears to be declining. According to Johns Hopkins University, the coronavirus has so far claimed 875,000 lives worldwide, with 26.6 million infections. The grim top four fatality counts, almost 188,000 here in the United States, 125,000 in Brazil, 69,000 in India, and 66,000 in Mexico. Combined cases in those four countries, nearly 15 million. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro is taking a lot of heat for suggesting that when there is a coronavirus vaccine, people should have a choice whether or not to take it. He told a supporter this week, no one can force anyone to get a vaccine. He is speaking out against making shots mandatory. Bolsonaro's critics include the state governor of Sao Paulo, who told the Associated Press immunization should not be viewed as a personal decision, that it should be obligatory except in special cases. In Argentina, six members of the national rugby team have tested positive for COVID-19. The country's rugby union says all six are asymptomatic and have been placed in isolation. The announcement casts strong doubt on whether the Four Nation Rugby Championship will take place. This is VOA News. There was a COVID-19 lockdown protest today in Australia's pandemic hotspot, Melbourne, the capital of Victoria and Australia's second largest city. There were 15 arrests, even with the gradual improvement in stemming new cases in Victoria due to the nearly 5 weeks of restrictions in Melbourne. Around 200 protesters rallied with chants of freedom and human rights matter, surrounded by swarms of police. One of the arrests was for assaulting police, while others were tied to breaching health restrictions. State Premier Daniel Andrews told a news conference, quote, "It is not safe, it is not smart, it is not lawful. In fact, it is absolutely selfish for people to be out there protesting." Victoria reported 76 new COVID-19 infections today and 11 deaths. Tomorrow, Andrews is due to outline plans for easing Melbourne's stage four restrictions, which shut down large parts of the economy, required everyone to stay at home except for essential business, and imposed a nighttime curfew. The coronavirus death toll in Australia is just under 750, with a case count of some 26,000. In China, two people who returned to their hometown after contracting the coronavirus in the city of Wuhan have been sentenced to prison for failing to self-quarantine when they visited another city in January. Here in the United States, there are continuing reverberations over President Donald Trump's alleged disparagement of American service members who have been killed in action. The Atlantic Monthly magazine, in a story with unnamed sources, said Mr. Trump referred to American military members buried in France as losers. He also allegedly used the term suckers. Mr. Trump angrily denies all this and says no president has done as much for the military as he has. Mr. Trump's November opponent, in his bid for re-election, former Vice President Joe Biden, issued a biting critique, saying if true, the Atlantic article shows Donald Trump is unfit to be the nation's commander-in-chief. One of the final U.S. jobs reports before November's voting presented a good news, bad news picture. Unemployment fell from 10.2 to 8.4%, but the pace of hiring in the country slowed down. There were 1.4 million new jobs filled in August, but that was down from 1.7 million in the month before. Economists say that points to a sluggish recovery from the damage done by the pandemic. Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Yoshihide Suga, a frontrunner to be the next prime minister, said he would like the central bank to continue its ultra-loose monetary policy as the economy struggles with the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. In an interview that ran today in the Nikkei newspaper, Suga also said he would consider another economic stimulus package by the end of the year, in his words, to put the pandemic to an end and shift the economy to a new stage. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.